If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Is your sweatshirt wet, or is that part of the design?
I spilt some Red Bull on it.
Well, just calling him out first thing.
Matt, let's get that mic going. Yeah, there we go. There we go. So what happened? You spilled an energy drink?
Yes. I was filming in one hand and then I was carrying a bag.
Not knowing you're spilling.
It just tilted on to the side. But it'll dry up, you know?
I just didn't know if it was like vintage and it was like a stain from, you know, Depop or something.
I did get this from Depop.
Would you say that Red Bull is typically part of your morning routine since it is 10 a.m.?
On a morning like this, I would say yes, but I'm scared of energy drinks. I try not to have them every
oh,
day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Red Bulls are nice because they're small.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the bigger ones are scarier.
I feel like I have trauma from like Four Loko that I cannot drink an energy drink.
Oh, just that the caffeine's too accelerated in it, or just the whole
one, it's flavor. Like, I don't like the way it tastes.
I've never had one.
A Red Bull?
Four Loko.
Oh.
Are you talking about Red Bull right now?
I've never had a Four Loko. We have to do a Four Loko challenge after this.
Challenge.
Didn't they change it though, like 10 years ago, where they took it out?
Yes.
But I did have it. I did also. You had Four Lokos before they changed it,
oh,
right?
Oh, sure did.
Oh, yeah. I sure did too.
Don't remember a single thing.
Were you a big Four Loko girly?
No, I drank it probably one time, like pinged it with a group of people. And then one time I like drank one on my own and couldn't tell you what happened that whole week.
But like, too
dangerous.
You love the economics like of a Four Loko. Cause like,
gets the job
you can buy
quick.
One Four Loko and you're good.
I know.
For the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Like, and they're what? Like $3.50?
Like, you're like beyond good. You're like too good.
And I think they've been replaced by the espresso martini, right? That's what people drink now to get.
Oh, like caffeine the hype and alcohol.
I think so.
I feel like the people who used to drink
I
feel like the people who used to drink Four Lokos are now like, let's get espresso martinis.
Here's what I think they should do: they should get a charged lemonade from Panera and put a ton of alcohol in it.
Whoa!
What's a charged lemonade?
Okay, so I discovered this.
There's batteries in
it? I think Aaron and I talked about this on our podcast, so apologies if you've already heard it. But I worked at, my first job was Panera, and I joined this Facebook group. It's called I Sold My Soul to Panera Bread, and it's just like people who work there can like write complaints or like whatever's going on at work. And I'm just still in the group for some reason, so I'll just like see random things here and there. And one day I saw a post, and it was like, customers keep complaining about the charged lemonade, like they don't understand how much caffeine is in it. And so I looked it up, and there's like 400 milligrams of caffeine in like a big, I guess, thing of charged lemonade, which is like the highest. I don't think any energy drinks even compare.
Yeah, I think like a Monster Red Bull is like 250.
Yeah.
That is
it's like
much.
Four cups of coffee.
400. Yeah, I think it's like that's three cold brews or something.
Is it mixed into the lemonade, or can you buy or
just the charge?
Yeah, there's like powder caffeine, right? They have caffeine pills.
I used to take caffeine pills.
You did?
Yeah.
Did they work?
Yeah, they're amazing.
Like in college?
Like after college.
Nice.
I would take them when I would travel because I didn't always have my like mobile coffee setup, and sometimes it's not. I don't have like 15 minutes to boil water, make a cup, grind the beans.
Right.
Just pop a caffeine pill and you are fucking ready to go.
Damn, I should try that before we do this.
It's amazing. I can bring you some. They're amazing.
Do you still have them? Have I taken caffeine pills?
I think I've given you one.
Yeah.
How much caffeine is in a caffeine pill?
Like I break them in half because like a full one is like two cups of coffee. So I break them in half and I take one. And for me, it's
caffeine
like,
bars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll bring them. There's like this one brand that it's like they're organic and non-GMO. GMO and like made from, you know, extracted black tea leaves and stuff. It's like very, it's not like chemicals. Clean. Yeah, it's clean.
Cool.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, it's like I enjoy the process of drinking something though.
I'm with you. I don't take it if I'm at home. Like if yeah. I'm drinking, I love the coffee morning routine. Like that's, which we'll get into, but
let's just start it and introduce the people and familiarize themselves with the topic of today. And it is morning routines. Rise and shine. Thank you for
good morning.
Rise
good
and shine.
Morning. How do you operate? Do you have a method? Do you have a process on how you like to greet the day? And that's what we are sharing and discussing on this episode. And thank you for joining us.
Thank
segment. You. I know. I wanted to like it to be like a morning show. Crazy like morning shows. Those people get up at like
oh my god, I know.
They get up at like 3 in the morning.
Do you see those TikToks? The girl who gets up at like 2 a.m. or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's like, it's crazy how her voice progresses throughout the time getting ready. Like her voice, she'll wake up at 2 a.m. and she's like groggy and everything, and then by like 4 o'clock, she's like, all right, on the way to the news station. And she's like very animated, and it's so crazy. It's just like people who do that, it's like I have so much respect for.
Would you say that you're a morning person?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. You really are.
Like I hate mornings. I'm chipper in the mornings. I like to be around people in the mornings.
Nightmare. You wake up like with a smile on your face, like ready to greet the day.
I would never say that.
But like you're feeling it.
Yeah. Like if I woke up and someone said hi to me before my coffee, I'd be like, hi, like, how are you?
Good I'm kind of the same way where if I greet the day, I'm like some people when they like they wake up, they're like tired for like a few hours.
Yeah, and like get over it.
And you can like hear it in that's their voice.
Me. And I can't get over it.
I can't have like a tired voice. Like I need to get over the tiredness. So I have to be like fully alert and like greeting the day.
Just feel like it's easier to just be like, okay, the day started, than like mope for a few hours because you're like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
How quickly?
Well, some of us have anxiety, Aaron. Okay. Yeah. And I have to lay in bed for a while because I have anxiety.
Every time I wake up, I'm like, oh god, here we go again. Like another one.
Another one.
I usually am angry about like how fast the sleep went by. I'm like, that was it.
You wake up clutching your fists.
That was it.
Like I wanted it to be like, I wanted it to feel like 15 or 12 hours, like feeling wise.
Yeah, right, I know what you mean. Sometimes it feels long, but sometimes it feels like 2 seconds.
Just felt like a long nap, and you're like, gosh, here we go.
Yeah,
long nap.
How long after you open your eyes are you out of bed?
It depends on the day. Like today I got up at 7 and I was out of bed by like 7:15.
It's pretty good.
How long do I want to think that I stay in bed versus how long I actually stay in bed? I would say probably 15 or 30 minutes in bed, to be honest.
Yeah.
But that's depends. But
that's like me.
Yeah. But I know that looking at my phone is bad, but usually there's just some type of message where someone has something for me and it requires me to respond to it. And then I get up and I immediately go work out. I try not to take a shower or do any face routine.
You don't eat before you work out?
I'll either like have a Soylent, but I kind of like working out on an empty stomach because you're already giving, I think sometimes like eating before workout, you're giving your body a little too much like satisfaction. You're like, ooh, I got a reward for like what? Sleeping? Like,
but you need to fuel your body.
I know, but you get it after the workout.
Like,
your body, sure, I'm still processing, like, the casein, like, protein that I've taken the night before, getting that in my body. I just, because then sometimes I get tired after I eat. Like, I really do. I get tired. Oops. And I just want to use that hunger to go out and, like, move my body. And I
so
use that
time
as...
what time do you wake up?
Around...
like, 11:30, 12?
No. No, I would say usually, like, 8:30, 9:30.
And then you're at the gym working out at
9:30, 10. And then I'm there, do that, and then I come back, and then I will take my shower and do my whole regimen. Nice. And we can get into regimens after, but that's like,
do you wake up hungry?
Starving.
Same.
Hungry. So
you wake up and you're like, I need to eat right now.
But I don't. I wake up and brush my teeth first and foremost. And then I will make my coffee. And then my coffee suppresses my appetite for at least 30 minutes to an hour. And then I can eat.
But then you brush your teeth before you eat. Why don't you just brush your teeth after?
No, that's disgusting. No,
but you brush your teeth before you go to bed, right?
Yeah, but then you have morning breath.
Who am I talking to?
I don't, even if I'm home alone, I have to brush my teeth.
Yourself. You have to sit with that like disgusting teeth.
I'm
going to
go
eat. Yeah, but also it's bad for your enamel to eat and then brush your teeth.
Is it?
Huh? Yeah. Google it.
I also heard that, because I saw something on Reddit, it was like, should I be brushing my teeth before I drink coffee?
Yes,
and
that's
after,
what it is.
Yeah, and it's like, yes, you should brush it before and after.
Oh, I just wait till after I have my coffee, because I know that the coffee will, like you know, if you leave the coffee on your teeth, I think it's, like, bad for you, because there's acid in the coffee, and I drink my coffee usually within the first hour before I see anybody in the day anyway, so I'll just wait till after I drink my coffee.
Well, they say to do it before and after, but I'm just like someone who I can't leave my bedroom until my teeth are brushed.
Same.
Like, I just feel disgusting, even if no one's around.
Like the way your teeth feel.
Yeah.
Like,
the thing is, I want to brush my teeth, but I realize I'm going to go work out and then I can
you
do
brush your teeth
after
you
the
workout.
Yeah.
Wow.
What is
bold.
Wrong with that? Because then it's like.
Matt, you're like heavy
you
breathing.
You go out into the public without brushing your teeth?
I don't work out in public. I work out in private.
Where?
Either on my tonal at my house or I go to David's house and use his
still
gym.
Someone else's house.
I'm not like interacting with nobody.
That's too much. But yourself, you sit with the taste in your mouth.
No, I haven't.
Well, you haven't brushed your teeth. You're saying there's like the morning breath.
Yeah.
It's still in your system.
Your mouth.
Wow. That's...
I wonder, are you just like, you don't really feel it? Like you don't.
No.
Yeah, I don't
on
have...
my teeth, because I brush my teeth still feel really clean.
From the night before.
Like, I know, like, you know, like you have a feeling where on your teeth where you're like, I have to go watch this. My teeth feel perfectly clean.
But I just mean, like, my breath, like, I can just feel my breath in the morning.
Well, I guess because you guys cohabitate with somebody and that's like...
I mean, you're going to a gym!
No, yeah, even when I wasn't living with anybody, I was... I don't know. I just am very...
Well, okay. Then judge. I mean, I'm brushing my teeth two times a day. I'm just waiting until after my workout.
I'm not judging you. I just...
I'm a little.
Sure, then I'll start doing it. And texting y'all pics. Like, letting you guys know. I pivoted. I am now brushing my teeth before I hit my private workouts.
Yeah.
Like, if I was having a trainer who was like, I'm having to like do sit-ups in front of... I'd brush my teeth before... Yeah. I'd go and do that, but I'm interacting with nobody.
Yeah, I think you kind of treat it like you have this morning bathroom routine, like shower, face cream,
brush
your teeth.
Oh, we can do all that all day. But, I love my face routine.
But I'm saying, like, the gym is like, I'm going to go get sweaty and, like, sort of need to clean up after anyway, so let me save all of the cleanup for after, like, all the grooming, teeth brush, all that after the gym.
Yeah.
I hear what he's saying. I also don't wake up, though, with, like, I need to brush my teeth immediately. I know people, like...
I don't think that either. I'll sit in bed, and then once I get out of the bed is when I need to brush my teeth.
That's
like,
the
TJ
first.
Will wake
Ew,
up.
So you sit in bed like with your teeth like that? Well, he's sleeping next to you, Aaron.
That's fine. I don't care about that.
You
it's like
sleep with mouthwash in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Not you trying like, to turn this on me. You're going out into the public without brushed teeth. That is objectively yucky.
Yucky.
I'm sweating. I guess that's pretty yucky to do at the gym.
No, that's like normal. You go, because that's what your body's doing at that time. But I'm not saying like change your routine. I'm just saying that could never be
She's
me.
She's just saying you're disgusting.
Yeah. A little bit.
I guess so. I apologize.
Here's the thing. I would judge you if you're going to like 24-hour fitness or something. Okay. But since you're alone, I don't really care.
But like you're going at 10 a.m. Like you're at someone's house. What if they come in and start using this stuff too?
The gym is like basically outdoors. It's like a garage kind of thing.
There's going to be a sign.
Yeah, your breath won't be enclosed.
All right.
It's
well,
air.
Then I'll start brushing before
you
I go
do whatever
work
you
out.
Want. I'm just shook
People
by
are going to be
it.
Messaging David being like, do you know Matt's like out there? He hasn't brushed his teeth
no
and he's on your property.
We have people go in all day like, what smells?
Was smells Matt like King morning here an hour ago?
I'm sorry, Matt. I feel like
no,
I'm so
it's
sad
a,
now.
No, it's okay. I'm just like, fine. I'll switch it up. I thought... By going and like working out and then having my moment of cleanse, that was just a decent, fine routine.
It is, Matt. If it works for you, it's
okay.
Good.
Now let's get down to the routine.
I had another question before we get to this. Do you guys wake up to an alarm?
Sometimes.
Depends.
Like if you have an appointment.
Yeah, like for today, my alarm was like
just as like backup.
Right.
In case I don't wake up on my own.
Which ringtone?
I don't, whatever.
Mine's
I don't
the annoying one.
With, like,
No, the Apple, like, no. Classic. Yes.
I don't even know.
Mine's like the harp one that's like, ding, ding,
ding, ding. Oh, beautiful.
It starts off real soft and then gets louder and louder.
Yeah,
it's
that's
really nice.
It's crazy. I think I've said this before, but it's insane that alarms just used to be,
like, I know.
An entire generation of people has woken up to, like, oh my God, panic. We're all going to die. Yeah, like what a terrible way to wake up. So I've like find these classical songs that start off with like a single violin note and then it takes like slowly. 2 minutes to get going. It's the best. I think it's
a
the best way to
song?
Wake
up. Song?
Yeah.
How do you get a song on your
You can
alarm?
Put it on your phone and then you can like custom do a song as your ringtone on your iPhone.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I've been doing it forever.
I know you can add songs as your ringtones.
Yeah. There's Shit. Like something you have to do, I think. You have to like put it in a certain folder or something, but you can do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never knew that. I thought you could only go with the ringtones. I'm going to start switching that up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure you know this. Don't use a song that you like as your ringtone, as your alarm, because then it ruins it. Like there's this one Beatles song that my roommate in college used to have, and he would put it on 1000% volume, and it was like a Beatles song that started really heavy, and I, to this day, I can't listen to it, because I'm just like, oh my God, I can't.
PTSD.
Like, yeah. But yeah, alarms are, I'm just glad that that's not like the standard anymore.
I also love the Philips Hue lights and having those timed.
Yes.
Get them to like kind of rise with you at certain times. But I used to really like that, but now I have too many skylights in my room though. So I naturally have to like wake up with the light.
I have a sleep mask on. They're just like turning on. I have a sleep mask on. It doesn't
even matter. Oh, yeah. You're really into the sleep masks?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I like it pitch black, and it's sometimes impossible for a room to be pitch black.
Yeah, I have a sleep mask that I put on like around like 4 a.m.
If you wake up.
If I can like feel the sun rising.
Yeah.
I like to wake up by the natural sunlight.
Yeah. Do you like not draw the blinds?
The ones that I have, they're like partially see-through, so like I can see light through them once the sun rises, which I like.
That's my favorite too. Like I don't close the shades at all. I love like that the sun can rise and light up my room naturally. That's the best. Mm-hmm. But I do you guys have like a routine that you do every morning? Is it this like you have a pretty you wake up, go to the gym, start your day? Like do you guys have routines of like make my coffee, eat breakfast? Like what's the process?
Well, I usually wake up at 5 and then go on a 3-mile run.
Yeah, okay.
It's like TikTok when they're like, here's my 5 a.m. morning routine.
Oh, yeah, but then their parents stand next to them and they like say the most insane things and their parents are like, what?
Yeah.
Do you ever see those like dudes on TikTok or those people that are obsessed about their morning
ironing
routines?
Their fucking
sometimes
sheets.
I'm like, I see those and go, this isn't real. This dude is doing this because he wants to get laid.
Yeah, no,
like, it's just people who are like showing off. They think it's sexy. It's this like flex, which I'm like, sometimes I watch them. I'm like, you know, that's kind of motivating. I should get a better routine. But the dudes who like
there's
on
a guy
TikTok
who literally irons his bed sheets every morning,
like on his bed.
Yeah, so it looks like a hotel, like perfectly, and he's. You're not doing that.
He's an American psycho. What? He's like Patrick Bateman up in there.
Yeah.
No, I feel like if I saw that, I'd be like, murderer.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Like, what are you covering up here?
Yeah. And like, I would not be so turned clean. On.
It's,
I'd be like, you're a murderer.
Yeah. It's, and, or they'll just, I wake up at 3 a.m. and then I go for my, like you said, these
Mark
people.
I read the Declaration of Independence before going to my law school classes. Like,
no, you're not.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't believe it.
What did we want to share?
Do you have an actual?
Not really. I mean, I wake up between like 8, 9:30 usually, and I literally lay in bed forever. If I don't have anything to do, I'll lay in bed for literally ever.
Like on your phone or just
on my phone?
Staring
at my phone, rotting my brain. And then Nolan always makes coffee, so there's coffee downstairs. But I feel like you're gonna hate this. I always have to put it in the microwave because it's like cooled off.
Wait, you put it in the microwave to cool it off?
No, because it's already been cooled off. Because Nolan gets up at like 7. So he'll like make a French press or whatever, and there's usually like half left. So I'll like pour some in a mug and then put it in the microwave.
Did we make your bed? Did we make your bed?
No.
Oh.
Ooh.
Nolan makes the bed usually.
Oh. I make my bed every day.
Me too.
I just don't care if my bed is made. Like, it makes no difference to me. I mean, I guess, like, when it is made, I feel, like, a little bit less panicked about life, but I do feel like I don't care, though.
Have you ever seen that speech by that Marine, the graduation speech? The guy who found bin Laden or whatever?
Oh, the SEAL Team 6 guy?
Every day.
And he's like, it's all about making your bed. It's like a really viral speech.
What do you say? Maybe
that was my graduation speech.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
so, you were at the one that got filmed and went viral.
Yeah,
wow. What does
he say? Was he was just saying, I basically make your bed because by accomplishing that task, it will allow you to like accomplish more tasks throughout the day. It's like the first most basic, simple things of like.
Well,
conquering your day
back into it, so.
And having and having respect for yourself, and then you come back and your bed is made, and that like,
oh,
you
yeah,
did that for yourself.
It does feel that way,
yeah.
It's like, oh, it looks nice, and now I have peace here.
So it's a healthy ritual, and I think about that speech every day
when you make your bed.
Yeah,
and if your bed is made, also your room just looks.
It
like
looks cleaner.
50% cleaner.
100%.
Yeah. Your room could be like somewhat clean, but if the bed is not made, it just looks like, oh my God, I don't want anyone to come in here. But if your bed is made, oh yeah, it's fine. So like you don't have to apologize for the mess if your bed is made.
It's also so easy to just make a bed.
But it's also easier to not. Like,
you just throw the comforter.
Yeah, and especially if your bed's in the middle of the room, it's even easier. You walk around and like, I'm not saying you need to like get the sheets all.
I'm so lazy. No, yeah. I'm just like, like I don't think it makes a difference mentally for me. Like truly, like if I see the bed made at night, it doesn't make me any happier than like it not being made.
Yeah, I guess. But
mine's
do you,
like
I guess
at night and more just like throughout the day, like popping in.
People, oh, see, if I go in my room, I'm going to go in my bed.
Or I guess, I don't know. I think a lot of people come through our house and are always like up and will see my bedroom. And I just want it to be like
fair.
Clean and made if anyone mm-hmm. like pops their head in. So I don't know. That kind of incentivizes me to do it. But yeah. I love cleaning, making my bed. So let's go back down to the coffee in the microwave.
Okay. So I mean, downstairs. That's literally my whole routine, I feel like. I'll just make coffee. I'll go back upstairs. Put on some. No, I don't jump rope anymore.
Girl, you had a jump roping phase.
I did. And then I got over it so
you
fast.
You should get a trampoline.
Oh, like one of those little exercise
bouncy ones?
So it just jump up and down until
just
it gives me
acid
reflux.
Watching 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
With a bar.
I had one growing up. Like my mom had one. Was that, did most people have those?
A trampoline? Like a
trampoline?
Yeah.
We had one, but we would just do like flips off it in the backyard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, scary. So little.
Yeah, I don't know. Not like flips, but just I don't know, cartwheel off of it. Yeah. Jump up.
A spin.
Okay, so we're laying in bed watching TikToks for an hour and a half.
Okay, no, so I'll go get coffee. I'll go back upstairs. And then if I'm like getting ready, I'll put on my Super Goop sunscreen on my face.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to be like a podcast.
super Goop, like Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow Goop.
No, yes. That's different.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
This is just called Super Goop?
It's Super Goop. It's like a really great...
The new sunscreen that everyone's hyped about is not Gwyneth Paltrow.
Why would they need
this? I thought it was related.
I don't think so, because I remember it was like a thing. What?
It's new.
Super Goop. It's been around for like probably a year at this point.
Yeah.
It's like Why would they go, we should come up with a name. How about Super Goop?
I don't know.
Well, okay. But it is super hyped, right? This is the one I'm thinking of?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
I don't know. And then I like, we'll put on some makeup. I'll put on clothes and usually go to errands if we're like filming something or if not.
Breakfast?
Did you brush your teeth?
I brush my teeth right away, Matt. I brush my teeth before
teeth
I left my bedroom.
Okay, just making sure everything.
Yeah, breakfast is a hard
one.
She
won't even let her cats smell her breath.
Yeah, I don't.
You never like let your cats just like.
No, yeah, I do that. It's funny when it sounds so gross, but like not morning breath, but just like after you eat, if you kind of like blow a little bit in your cat's face, they'll like try to smell it.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
like it's obviously not a bad smell to them. Cause they're like, what is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, breakfast, I usually have oatmeal or like eggs.
But like you are making breakfast for yourself?
Usually. Unless Nolan's like, I made breakfast tacos.
Oh, man.
Then that's a thing.
God, that is. Having someone else make you breakfast is just like
the
greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, but he always puts salsa in it. And like, I can't really have salsa in the morning.
Especially if they're women, too.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
He's not kidding. He's not. He says this off camera.
I'm sorry, but just Mike was like, it's so good when someone makes you breakfast. Yeah.
That was an alley-oop for them.
I know, yeah.
A misogynistic alley-oop.
Yeah.
But it's all jokes.
Got him.
Interesting. Okay, so pretty standard.
It's pretty chill.
Yeah, it's relaxed. No, you don't have like these hard things you have to do, like you're not running the 3 miles or writing in your journal.
But it is my most anxiety time, I feel, is the morning. And I think that's why I don't like mornings, because I just feel anxiety when I wake up.
I get really motivated. The idea of posting something seems like the easiest thing I can do.
Wait, what do you mean?
When I wake up. Like, I don't have any social media anxiety.
Oh, like in terms of like a photo, like what do you mean by posting something?
I feel like sometimes throughout the day as I start watching stuff, I get really grossed out by like modern media.
Okay.
But then everything's so interesting and new when I wake up, where I'm like, oh, that's fascinating. Also, my memory is so strong in the morning. I can like read a whole Wikipedia thing and I know everything about like a subject.
Wow.
There's something like that happens like in the morning where my memory is like this really like... interesting, delicate state where I can soak information up very, very fast.
Interesting.
Yeah, that REM sleep.
Your mind is clear.
So. Yeah, it must be that. It's just fascinating. And when I'm hungover, it's even like deeper.
Oh my God.
Like I get insanely curious when I'm hungover, where I'll start Googling how are roller coasters made and I'll just watch a whole video about it.
That's interesting.
It's a strange.
And then that stays with you, right? It's not like you forget it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very, very deep. Like of how singularly focused on a subject I can get.
And then you'll go and work out or like.
I guess. Yeah. If I allow myself to like focus on something. In a way.
I just saw like there was a study that came out that said that the way to learn things is like people think that you're supposed to like take what like, I don't know, go for a run. And then while your heart is like pumping, you're going to learn something and then you'll retain it. Or you'll drink a cup of coffee and get that caffeine high, learn something and then you'll retain it. But research has said that it's actually the opposite of how you want to learn something. You learn the thing and then you put your body through like a state change and stress. So like, if you read a book and then jump in a cold pool, after you read it, you'll remember it way more. And that sounds like proving what you just said, where it's like you wake up, you have no like nothing in your body. You'll read something and then you'll go and like work out and get your blood pumping. And that's how maybe you're able to retain it.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. It's this guy, Andrew Huberman. Have you guys seen this guy on TikTok? Mm-hmm. The neuroscientist with the big beard?
Oh, maybe.
I'm skipping right past those.
Well, he has...
Not interested.
He's pretty popular now as like a podcaster and does like all the clips on TikTok. He looks like an MMA fighter, but he's a neuroscientist, PhD at Stanford, I think. And his like morning routine has been going viral for the past few months. Basically what he says to do, which is what I've started to do, and I do think it makes a huge difference. Within 30 minutes of waking up, you want to be outside and have sunlight hitting your eyes. Not like don't stare into the sun, but like you get outside and just let the natural rays of the UV from the sunlight like penetrate your eyes. And that will like set your circadian rhythm for the day. And like you can delay your caffeine intake, which is also something I try and do. Is like I try not to have caffeine within 60 to 90 minutes of waking up. I used to wake up and like open my eyes, go put the water on and make the coffee. Mm-hmm. But what actually is best for you is if you let your body wake up naturally and then have the caffeine like 60 to 90 minutes later, the caffeine has a much better effect on you because your body now has woken up itself and the caffeine is not like replacing what your body's naturally doing.
This is like facts.
Facts.
So no, it's incredible.
It's really like I was probably, I don't know, since August, I now wake up and I just stand outside, like just let the sunlight
hit. Neighbors are like,
yeah, I know, it's insane. I'm just in my robe and I'm just like, just standing there and I try not to look at my phone. But it's like the best thing that I found to like wake myself up in the morning and also not be on my phone. And what I started doing at night also is I set my phone to automatically turn black and white when it gets dark out.
Black and white.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's less addicting, I guess, for your brain.
It's like a game changer.
I didn't know either. It turns on like that.
It looks like a Kindle.
A shortcut.
Yeah, I have an automation that
a phone from the 20s.
It's like a shortcut. Yeah.
I've been able to make it go black and white. I've done that sometimes in bed, but like I didn't know.
black and white.
That's gross looking.
If you go on Instagram, you're like, I don't even want to look at this.
See, I still like to be happy.
I just try and like
gonna look at TikTok for a second. Sorry. My eyes open, I'm open at TikTok.
Yeah.
Do you think if I did that, if I woke up, went outside, put the sun in my eyes, I will not get a caffeine headache? Because I swear to God, I'll get a caffeine headache 30 minutes after I wake up.
Yes. Caffeine headaches, I will get them if I don't have caffeine for like 2 or 3 days. If you're getting them within 30 minutes of waking up.
Oh, it's like the day, yeah.
Wait, you get headaches?
Oh, yeah. And it's such a specific headache. I know exactly what it is.
That, like, you know that the second you drink that coffee, it's like heroin. You're just like, oh.
Yeah, I'm good. Truly a drug I'm addicted to.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't get it every day because you're having the caffeine. Every day.
Yeah, so if I don't have it, it's like, if I'm traveling, I'm like, how will I get my coffee when I wake up?
Damn. Caffeine pills.
That's why coffee, yeah.
But I've also been drinking coffee since like elementary school, I feel like.
I have like coffee a few times a year.
Oh. Yeah. Well, count your lucky stars.
I know. Well, because like it is addicting and it kind of freaks me out.
It is. It's so good though. It's like calming to me. Like I just love a cup of coffee in the morning. Yeah.
Well, I would try it when you wake up, like try and just get outside and get the sunlight in your eyes for like 10 minutes.
Okay. I do have a day bed, so I could lay like a vampire and just be like,
so cold now though.
Oh yeah, I can't do that. I'll bring a blanket. Yeah. I'll bring my coffee.
You know that phrase like, don't talk to me until I have my coffee? That's like you guys.
No, honestly, that's just kind of true. Like, not to be like a Target t-shirt, but yeah.
I don't.
I'm sorry me saying that.
Like, no, it's hilarious.
It's funny. No, it's true.
Yeah.
I know, but it's like, I'm saying it like it's like you guys have never heard it. Have you heard that phrase? Like,
I envy people like you guys that are morning people.
Yeah,
that you can just wake up and you're just like ready to. It's not even about the coffee, but if I wake up and like someone wants to talk to me, I just like I can't even speak. I just don't want to talk to another human
being.
That's
how I feel too.
For like the first hour of the day, like
grow up. I'm kidding.
You're not wrong. So I've been like trying to figure out how to be a morning person. I still haven't changed it, but like implementing these things of like having the phone be black and white before I go to bed, not having coffee first thing in the morning. Like instead of drinking coffee, also try slugging like a big glass of water. Because you're very dehydrated when you wake
up. You have to drink water right when you wake up.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we're going to fix this.
There's water in coffee.
Yeah, I make my coffee with water.
And then I do a big stretching routine. I do like a downward dog, upward dog, a deep downward dog. And then I go around to butterfly, side, and then do my legs, hold those up.
This is before you brush your teeth?
I'm not brushing my teeth until... And so
I'm telling you about that.
Wait, so what
do you cat cows?
Is the stretching in your room before you go to the gym?
On the ground.
That does sound pretty satisfying. Yeah. I feel like that'd be something I do for one day and then I forget.
It's the best. And I think it completely wakes up my body.
Gets the blood flow.
Gets I don't have like back pain. I never do. Like a lot of people I know are like always in pain about their back.
Do you follow a specific stretching routine video?
Yes.
Can you send it to me?
I think I have sent it to you.
You sent me a TikTok. Is that the one?
It is a TikTok.
Oh, okay.
And I go, I do this, and then you have it like memorized down, and I do that every morning before I go and then work out.
That's really good.
How long is it? Like 5 minutes?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Love that.
Easy,
I love a good
done.
Stretch.
I love it too. And then go work out, and then take my my shower. But before I get in the shower, I put on like a little white strip and everything on my teeth because you have to have it on for 30 minutes, okay. And then so then it accelerates the whole time while you're and you can't brush your teeth like before
the white strips.
And then after the shower, put on a little Rogaine for preventative reasons.
Oh my god.
And I'm not having hair loss, but I just like to make sure that
what is
like,
it, like a gel, a spray?
No, it's like this mousse.
Oh.
Do you think it works?
What?
Do you think it works?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it does. I had a friend of mine whose brother was like who like basically lost all his hair, and then I saw him and I go, "You haven't lost It's just wild." He goes, "I know, right? I'm not balding, but like I should be." And I go, "What have you been doing?" He goes, "I just put on Rogaine every day." And it just, he feels like it's like swerved him from getting bald.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try it out.
You're not balding.
I know. I feel like I am sometimes.
Sorry.
I think he's going.
Sorry.
I don't know.
You do your Rogaine.
And then I do my Rogaine. I wash my face in the shower, and then I'll do a serum. The Verst serum, and then I do the Verst moisturizer, and then I do Hims sunscreen right after that.
Damn.
Also, wait, a toner before the serum.
That's why he's engaged, ladies.
and then eye cream right after that.
Nice.
You're just swimming in goo, huh?
Huh?
Your face is not.
Yeah, I guess in a way, but it's actually really, really nice. Yeah. And then a nice charcoal mask once a week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are we all that? Are we all putting on sunscreen in the morning on our face?
Yes.
Put on sunscreen maybe once a year.
Use Elta MD.
Oh, yeah. I used to use that one. That one's a good one. You should. It's like the biggest anti-aging sunscreen thing you can do for yourself. And also to prevent skin cancer.
But I don't really go outside that
much.
Yeah,
but it doesn't really matter. Like even
UV.
Even if you're driving.
Yeah.
I promise you, it's like the biggest anti-aging.
What kind of sunscreen? Like you're rubbing it in your hands and then rubbing it on
your
face?
Not like sunscreen for the pool. It's like a face sunscreen. Like Super Goop.
And then after I do that, I go to the tanning bed for a good 8 minutes.
No sunscreen anywhere else, just my face.
Well, you guys all put on sunscreen every day?
Yeah, that's like a very critical step in skincare is sunscreen on your face in the morning.
It's like flossing.
Wow.
How important it is.
I definitely don't do that at all.
Floss or put on sunscreen?
No, I floss every day.
I floss in bed.
But sunscreen, I don't know, like even if I'm at like, I will look at the UV of the day, like in the weather app.
It doesn't matter.
I feel like if the UV is under 9, I'm like, I'm fine.
Under 9?
No. I can raw dog this if it's under 9.
Even when it's 4, it's like, use sunscreen until 5 p.m. or whatever. I'm not going to tell you what to do,
but it
helps. I mean, that's like, if you talk to any dermatologist, they're like, the
use
number one thing I would
day.
Tell you to do is put on sunscreen on your face and like neck. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. All right, maybe I'll implement that into my morning. I don't have like a skincare routine like that at all.
It's super simple. I'll send you some links.
You don't? Okay. You really don't?
No.
Oh, I was like waiting for to hear what yours was.
No,
I love it. I need to do it because it's so ritualistic and my day feels off by not having done it. And then I brush my teeth.
What, a routine? Or skincare?
And then I have a water pick and I stick that in my mouth and
ooh,
I go...
How is that?
Messy.
Messy. We had one, but it was...
But satisfying. It's good just like the deep, deep gums, like really getting that stuff out. The stuff, because when you're flossing, you're really only getting, you know, the in-betweens. And then it's like you're deep... It's that deep tartar.
Oh, I really like tartar. Dig into the gums.
Teeth tartar.
Teeth tartar. Ew.
Appetizer.
Yeah.
Teeth tartar.
A new restaurant.
The forbidden tartar.
The forbidden tartar.
And then that's it, mostly.
And then you're ready to start your day.
Yeah. And then I'm ready to go.
What about food? Breakfast.
Then I'll have usually I will meal prep breakfast burritos. I make an egg frittata, and then I chop all those up and then make a handmade sauce and then make like 5 burritos for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh my God.
And so it's just a big burrito with like turkey bacon. Regular bacon, a bunch of bell peppers and cheese.
Oh my God,
and stuff.
Yum.
And then you heat it up
burrito
in the
king.
Microwave?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I make 5 of those, and then now I always have a burrito on deck whenever that. So then I start getting really hungry around 11. That's kind of my breakfast. I'll eat one of those.
Yum.
And
that
then...
sounds really good. I love a burrito.
Yeah. I love breakfast burritos especially. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's a lovely morning.
It is. It is a lovely... And I'm always playing music in the shower. Try to go through all like the best albums of every year.
What's your favorite shower song? Do you sing?
Ooh!
Oh, it's
lately
Graceland
by Paul Simon. I went hard on that song for a whole year. I haven't played it that much lately. Right now I'm playing Antihero by Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And then I go into Karma, and then a little bit of Bejeweled, and then Labyrinth, and then I hop to the 1975.
Yeah.
It's a good.
It's been playing in our house nonstop, those two albums.
I know Jack Antonoff must be having just a great.
Oh my God. He must be so rich.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I am.
Mike, I got my Taylor Swift wig.
Okay.
You're actually going to do it?
I think for like a picture, we should definitely
just recreate that one photo. That you see the one that he posted? Cute pic of me and Mike, and it's Taylor and Jack. Like,
yeah.
I think we just recreate that.
I didn't get the ponytail.
That's fine. We'll figure it out.
I think I got kind of like Reputation Taylor.
That's what I got. I wonder if we got the same wig.
From Amazon?
Yeah.
Yeah. They Wait, is it like wigs. Bangs, but like wavy?
Yes, we got the same wig.
Same wig.
You should have just gave it to me after, because I don't need it till November.
Well, now you have to come to Taylor Fest.
Yeah, and just wear the wig.
I'm so down. Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Actually, maybe not. Not the wig. Maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe not Taylor Fest.
Karma is my boyfriend.
Such a good song. I cannot.
It's the best. It's a bop. A bop.
I love the anti-hero music video, too.
Yeah.
Well.
What?
Did you see that whole thing that it's like they basically cut... stolen?
Uh-oh. The song?
The whole entire music video?
The concept of the video. It's weird. It was like side by side of somebody else's.
Wait.
Like identical frame for frame.
What?
Of who, whose video? Like a band or?
Literally don't even know.
She's
the
a smaller
girl.
Like, artist.
Starts with an M.
So it's like.
Mitski?
No.
No, I know.
Nobody, nobody, nobody.
No.
Is that the Grey's Anatomy theme song?
No, that's Imogen Heap.
Knows. No, I'm pretty sure that's Grey's Anatomy.
I always wonder,
the,
though.
Or like, the beginning of seasons.
How can someone like Taylor Swift, I don't think it's her fault if some, like, she can't have watched every music video.
Yeah,
she
I mean,
doesn't
it's probably
know.
Whoever created,
but
like,
she
the,
says
but
written, she's the, indirected, yeah. in concept oh, by Taylor
right,
Swift. But I
right.
think
oh.
she, sometimes I think she just does that and she has her team do it and then she goes.
Yeah. A lot of times artists will get like writing credit just because
but she didn't. This girl was like fighting for it. She was because she's a Taylor Swift fan. And when she was waiting for the premiere of the music video, it came on and then she was like, huh. So then.
But this video says it's written by Taylor.
Yes. Yeah. Written, directed,
directed
everything.
Everything.
Oh, that's not a good look.
But then again, I feel like I've seen this music video before or like this idea.
I don't know. It's like pretty bad.
Maybe she could pay her something.
Yeah, because she was like, I want credit for this. Like she was like, as a Swiftie myself, like this is so upsetting. Like I literally logged on because I was so excited to watch this video and then I watched it and it's just mine.
Oh, I just saw another clip that was like
the roof.
Yeah, or the when she pushes her and she falls away like that. Damn.
It's not it's a lot. I'll send it to you,
I'm just glad that Taylor watched our Irrational Fears episode and also is scared of elevators. So thanks for watching, Taylor.
the biggest fan.
Aaron, I really want to know how, like, morning people fascinate me. And I think you're like, you've perfected the being a morning person.
Perfect. I just like am.
I know, but I don't know how. So I want to know, like, what. I just need to know, like, what's going on inside your brain when you open your eyes in the morning.
Okay. So I wake up and then I look at my phone for a little bit, obviously.
Okay.
I'm like, what did I miss when I was sleeping? Because I go to sleep early. And then I get up, brush my teeth, make the bed, go out in the kitchen. I'll either make my... I drink chai, so it's like a concentrate, and then oat milk. I'll either do it at home, but I also love going to get a coffee. Because I like leaving the house and like having that as a routine.
This is insane to me. That just like wants to, you want to wake up and leave. Like,
yeah, like I
oh
like
my God.
Having like, I'm like, oh, I'll go do that right now.
Todd's like that. Todd's like, I'll wake up and he's already like on Runyon and he's like, he's down in Santa Monica having a breakfast burrito. Like, what the hell?
Like, you were drunk at 5 a.m. this morning. What are you doing?
Yeah.
He's just out. He's out there living it.
And then I'll come home and as I'm drinking my coffee, like I open my computer and like go through all my emails. That's like the first thing that I do. And we normally turn on music on the Sonos. We've been cranking Taylor Swift.
That's nice.
For the past week. And then I just like do that on my computer, figure out what we're going to do for the day, that kind of stuff. And just like work until my coffee's done. Then I have breakfast. TJ normally is cooking breakfast. So that's nice for me. And then at that point, it's like 9.
Your day's just like started at this point, though. It's not even
Oh my gosh, it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Then it's like 9. And then like, I don't normally like do my skincare and that stuff until I need to do something.
Yeah, that's how I am too.
But yeah, I like getting stuff done and I like getting, I'm really like big into organization. So like, that's why I like doing it in the morning. Cause I'm like, okay, I know that we have this to do today. I need to do all of these things. I like make a full to-do list. And then yeah, like my day started by then, but now I go to the trainer 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Aaron didn't know this.
Yes. So I have been going to the gym at 8 a.m.
Whoa.
Yeah, but yeah, so that's been nice. And it's so, oh my God, you're going to hate this knowing you're not a morning person. But because the change of the season, it is so cold in the mornings, like 50, like mid 50s, 60. So it's like walking outside. I'm like, oh, like it's waking me up. And like
chill, just like fall walking air
to the gym. You, where the gym is, like you have to walk like probably like half a mile from the parking lot. So it's like I'm drinking my coffee, walking into the gym, like a little bit of chill just waking me up, and like then I do that. I love it.
You can drink coffee before you work out.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I would puke. Yeah. I can't have anything in my stomach like 2 hours. Like I do Pilates, and like I literally have to eat 2 hours before my Pilates class, otherwise I will feel, yeah, I'll feel it in my throat.
I'm like the same. I can only eat like a little, but if I don't eat it, because I'm doing like high intensity training.
Yeah, when you don't work at all, it's like, or when you don't eat at all, it's like worse.
Yeah, like the last time I went, I had a hard boiled egg, but we were doing the most intense stuff that I was like, I feel like I'm going to pass out. She was like, did you eat? And I was like, not really. And she was like, well, you need to eat something.
See, then I'd be like, well, I have to wake up at 6 now.
I know.
Like, yeah. Fucking breakfast.
So I was like, I'll just eat a little bit of this egg and then like have some coffee. I don't drink the whole thing, but like just a little to get me going.
Man, yeah. And I just wish someone could cross whatever wire in my brain is that you have.
I think it's just like genetic, to be honest. Well, I'll say when I was in kindergarten, we had half days. So you're either like AM or PM classes. And my mom, like, I was so bad at waking up, she ended up putting me in the PM class.
Enabler.
She just knows my needs.
Yeah.
Huh.
The thing is, like, I can wake up for stuff. Like, I'll wake up at whatever time I have to. I just don't like it.
Yeah, no. It's also one of the reasons I moved from New York is because in the winter, like, even if you have the heat on, you just know that it's so like cold. 4 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And you need to just go outside into, like, the world.
I know.
And it's fucking cold, and it's, like, cloudy and raining, and, like, there's
snow everywhere.
Yeah, I would just like, I hated getting out of bed, and then you like riding the subway at like 8:30 in the morning.
No.
It's just so loud and chaotic, and I'm just like,
yeah,
I don't know. Mm-mm. But I wish I was that person that was like, ooh, I want to get outside and like have my coffee and walk somewhere and like enjoy it. Like you literally enjoy.
Yeah.
I have to like force myself to get out of bed and like just do the sunlight thing, 'cause I'm like, I just have to do it. It feels like a chore. Yeah. I would lay in bed till 11 a.m. if I could.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I have like a, I don't know what it is, but like, I just hate wasting the day. And now that the days like feel shorter because dark out earlier,
right.
I'm like, oh, I only have so much time until it's like nighttime.
Yeah.
Which like I also like, because then I'm allowed to get on the couch earlier.
Yeah. And it, like, I love when it's dark early.
Yeah.
I don't know if a lot of people agree with that, but it's like, I feel comfy. I've also heard it's like an anxiety thing. It's because like everyone else, it seems like everyone else is just at home watching TV or something.
When it's dark out at like 6.
Yeah, when it's daylight out, I feel like I need to be doing something. But I'm like, but what?
What's weird is the whole like daylight, dark, early. I don't even like pay attention to it.
Really?
Like, it gets dark earlier. Don't even think about it again. Yeah. It doesn't affect usually my day or anything. Or it's... We've had similar conversations about the weather. Mike's always like, it's going to be perfect this weekend. I'm like, haven't even looked at the weather. Like, I don't.
Yeah, that's,
I don't, so look.
You just have a different awareness level of like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I wish I was very like, into like, oh, it's going to be darker earlier. Therefore, I need to switch it up. I just don't. Like,
on my Apple Watch, I have the sunset time on the Apple Watch. Yeah. So I know what like, and I can see it every day. It's like 2 minutes earlier, 2 minutes earlier. And I know from June 21st to December 21st, it gets darker and darker earlier and earlier. Then December 21st, I like celebrate it as a holiday, because after December 21st, every day the sun stays up for longer.
Oh.
And I think it's like in the middle of like May, I think the sun starts to set after 7 p.m. And I'm like, let's go. Like sunlight the whole day.
See, I want to learn that.
I would say it's better to be like ignorant and oblivious to it, because it truly depresses me. Like last night,
but it doesn't bother him.
I know
it doesn't bother me. It's just hearing you talk about it and like going, and then I look at it, and then I know that this. I'm like that is
out of my radar.
I'm off, completely out of my radar. Where I just, like,
do you know what time it's going to get dark today?
Like 6:15.
About yeah.
Like, but like, I don't know.
Does that not change something in your brain? I'm like, oh, I would love to like. Like, let's say, you know, I want to get dinner with Jason at like 7 or 7:30. I, in my brain, I'm still in summer mode. So I'm like, oh, it'll still be light out. That's great. But now I'm kind of like, damn, it's like, it's going to be dark by 7:30. And that's like depressing to me. I hate it.
So for me, I'm like, I don't, There's nothing I can do. I can't do anything about it.
Oh, yeah, there is a law that they're trying to pass to eliminate
standard time. Yeah, we did, and it passed, but
it's still, like, taking forever.
Yeah.
I think for me, it depends on the season. Like, if it got dark during the summer early, I would be pissed off. Mm-hmm. I'd be so mad because summer is the time where you're supposed to, like, hang out with everyone at night. But, like, I love that it gets dark during the fall. Like, I love the chilly weather and, like, cuddling on the couch. And, like, I'm fine with that.
You could feel less guilty about marathoning a show starting at 5 versus, like, if it's still light until 7 and you've watched, like, 3 hours of TV between 5 and 7, you're like, uh-oh. Could have done something.
I don't really care, but
Well, maybe
I get the sentiment. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It definitely is cozier. Like, watching a movie at 6 p.m. doesn't feel as wasting of the day when it's already pitch black outside.
Do you like watching a movie in the morning?
No.
A movie in the morning?
Sometimes I do.
Maybe on like a Saturday.
Some of us have things to do.
Yeah,
Matt.
Like I like watching movies on Saturday.
But they always say, like Christopher Walken said, actually, no, I really don't watch. And I don't watch movies in the morning. But when I do watch movies in the morning, I love it. Christopher Walken once said, he goes, the best time to watch a movie is in the morning. Because do you ever like feel like a changed person after a movie?
Sometimes I feel like when I go
to the theater, but
you can carry that energy throughout the day because you've like consumed this like piece of art and it can change the way you see things. And so it's good to carry that energy because we watch all this like fantastic art and then we go to bed with it and then we don't get to like
live with it,
live with how we process the art.
Yeah.
See, this is why I watch Housewives in the middle of the day.
You carried out the rest of the day.
I watched the reunion last night.
Which one? Beverly Hills?
Beverly Hills. I've
no
actually
spoilers.
You haven't? Oh,
no, because we had to watch Tuesday night's shows.
I don't know how you watch that stuff, Aaron.
Well, I don't know how you don't.
Good
reminder. I like Lisa Rinna a
lot. You like her?
Yeah, she's like a bitch, but I like her. Kathy Hilton, I'm worried about.
Are you saying these things based off of the reunion, or did you watch the season?
We watch it at Knitting Club all the time.
Well, I wasn't sure.
I like Sutton.
Okay, who's your favorite?
Lisa.
Oh, boy.
I don't know, I like Lisa's face.
She
was on Days of Our Lives. My mom used to watch that show all the time as a kid, so her face is so familiar to me.
Yeah,
but like she's wrong. She's in the wrong all the time.
You know, it's like big hot take this season for you that to be your number one.
Actually, maybe I'll take it back.
It's already on TikTok. Yeah. Carly, cut this up.
It's already up.
Lisa Rinna, apologist. Matt King.
Kathy Hilton is a little bizarre, though.
Kathy Hilton's sister. What's her name?
Kyle.
I like Kyle.
My favorite is Garcelle.
Yeah, she's.
Who's that one again? Is she the one with like? Who's the one who has like kind of the smoker voice?
Dorit, maybe. Oh,
Dorit.
Or are you talking about Erica?
Yeah,
Erica sounds like a witch.
Hello,
the one who's like
I'm
husband
Erica Jane.
Or whose mom died or dad died or
how
something.
How many people are on this show?
Mike, it's obnoxious.
I've never seen one frame of Real Housewives.
I would love Mike
one
to watch.
One frame.
They should do like Real Housewives of Israel. And then you can
I bet it exists.
Like, no, I don't think so.
They just did Dubai. That was like the first one out of the US.
No, they have like London and one of the ladies from Dubai was on the London one.
Oh,
they
thought it was like
Canada
the first
one, Australia, but I don't know if they were ever aired in the States.
I think I mean on Bravo.
Maybe
that's what it is.
Yeah.
What are their morning routines?
The housewives?
Yeah.
Here's a question. Do you have like an idealized morning routine that you wish you had where you're like,
1,000%.
Okay.
I wish I had a private chef. I wish I was a Kardashian. I wish that I could just go to the gym at my house and have someone there training me. And then I walk into the kitchen and there's like a meal prepared for me. I drink like a nice smoothie and don't have to spend $25 on it at Erewhon. And then like I shower and then someone blow dries my hair for me.
Yeah.
You want a team.
1,000% yes.
Okay.
But my biggest thing in life is I would love just having a chef at the house because I, one, don't like cooking or making food. I don't really, I'll eat anything also. And I don't think that I think I could eat better. Like if someone was like, here, have this, I would eat it.
Right. But you're not going to see
making food grosses me out. Like, or the idea of making breakfast really grosses me out. Making dinner is fun.
Grosses you out.
Yes, because like you're cracking eggs. Your body is just like getting used to waking up, and we're just like mushing around with like heat and making something happen.
Bacon.
Even if it's the most delicious thing ever, there's something that's like kind of nauseating about getting down with food in the morning.
I don't eat until like 1 p.m.
It's like intermittent fasting.
Basically, yeah. That's why I have this amazing figure.
1 p.m.?
Yeah. Like almost every day.
And you're having a bagel at 1 p.m.?
Same time you brush your teeth.
I'm brushing my teeth after I work out.
Have you brushed your teeth today?
Yes.
Okay.
Good grief, Erin.
This is perfect.
Have we talked about your morning routine?
No.
Best for last.
I know you have like a crazy coffee.
Yeah, the coffee thing is my favorite thing in the world. That's the best. I've been traveling a lot, but I've been trying to implement this new morning routine because I really am like, I just got to get this shit together. I can't be a miserable son of a bitch every day for the rest of my life when I wake up.
You just sleep over one night and then like your mom. Hi, honey. Time to wake up. Let's do our morning.
And I'm going to go like this. I'm like,
fuck you.
Put the blanket on. Like, I just
don't. But she has a yard. You could go out there and like look at the sun in the yard.
I just don't want to talk to another person like until like I've been up for an hour at least. Like, talking to another human being to me is just like, okay, hey, Mike, good morning. What's up? Oh.
I love waking up with somebody because then I'm out of the bed even faster.
Like, you feel like, oh, I should.
If someone's like being like a little like lazier than me, it makes, I can't like Kobe lazy together. I'm like, they're sleeping in. I got to get up and I'm out of here. Like, kind of a thing. It's this weird.
What's Patricia's teeth brushing situation? I'm just
curious. I feel like you're going to edit this like on TikTok and then everybody's going to think that I don't brush my teeth.
I will edit it for TikTok. I'm just like genuinely, because I'm like, maybe it's like more
Patricia's
of a girl
brushing
thing.
Brushing her teeth all the time.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying she doesn't brush her teeth. And I don't think it's bad that you don't until you're done working out. I truly don't. I'm just curious if you have like the same type of routine. Yeah. I do think he thinks we're getting up on him. I'm not trying to. I'm just.
Yeah, Patricia and I, we have like the same type of routine. But like, I don't like getting ready at her place because her bathroom is so small. It's not like, it's not big.
You can't do your downward dog in there.
You got a big arms moving around.
Yeah.
Big buff arms.
Continue, Mike.
So I try and do, for the past week, which I told Matt also.
How do you brush your teeth? After coffee?
After my coffee, yeah.
Okay.
But maybe I should do it before and after. I didn't know. I always thought that I used to drink coffee after I brushed my teeth, but then I like someone told me like, oh yeah, the acid is really bad for you. Always have to brush your teeth after you have coffee. So, well, I wake up, I drink a glass of water like immediately.
8 ounce?
I don't know. I have like a big like.
It's the big one.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, how big are we talking?
It's a gallon.
Carabiner? No, of water.
Probably like half coffee.
Probably like half of that. I try and drink because like I just. There is something about like if you don't drink water when you wake up, that also like will set your day off in a weird tone. Like I love to just, it feels so good to drink water. So I have a glass of water right next to my bed. Slam that.
So it's like you put it there the night before.
The night before. Okay. I fill up an entire glass of water. I'll have a little bit before bed and then I'll wake up and I'll finish it. And then usually, yeah, I do look at my phone before I leave my bed, which is not good. And I've tried like twice this week.
I think
week.
We should just normalize looking at your phone in bed. I don't think it matters.
Do you do work in the phone in bed? Oh,
it's bad.
Don't do that.
I know. I check the email and I'm like, what did I miss from East Coast hours? And like, I don't respond to anything. I just, let me take in the anxiety of what I'm going to have to do today, which is bad. But I tried twice this week, literally not looking at my phone. It was really tough, but like definitely good. So I'm going to try that. But I will drink the water and then try and stand outside, which is just, I'm just standing there miserable, just like in my robe. And Adam, my roommate, he's always looking at me. He's like, what are you doing out there?
Yeah.
Cause I'm just like standing, but now he does it too, which is cool.
Fun.
But
you don't talk to one another.
He'll be like, what's up, dude? And I'm like,
oh God.
Like, oh man. I got a chat. Yeah. I feel like kind of like high in the morning.
When it's we just were sleeping.
Things are funnier. Like, ooh. Like I gotta like goof.
I just don't have that like optimism for life in the morning. And it sucks because once I like have my coffee and I like talk to people, it just takes a little bit to adjust to being a human being. But so I do that and then I will literally just leave from that and then go and just start working. And just emails, phone calls, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I usually try and have coffee at like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Oh my God.
And I don't really have a great morning routine. I kind of just like wake up, drink the water, stand outside. In the past like 2 weeks ish, I do the Wim Hof breathing, which is...
I've done that.
I did that yesterday.
Did you like it?
Holding my breath for like a minute and 30 seconds is like kind of like, oof. Like I was like...
It's tough. I can do it for over 2 minutes now, though. Yeah.
Hold your breath?
For over 2 minutes, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What?
Do you want to go? Do
it? You have okay. to, you have to do the whole process. You can't just take a deep breath and hold it. You have to, like, get the cycle going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Wim Hof's are good.
It's basically this breathing exercise. It takes, like, 10 minutes, and you can look it up. This guy, Wim Hof, whatever.
Really, yeah.
So I like doing that also.
He's a huge smoker, by the way.
No, he's not.
Packs a day.
No, he's not.
I was like,
I read someone on Reddit who was like, he, because I was like trying to learn about like nicotine withdrawal and like doing Wim Hof and if it helps.
Oh.
Someone was like, Wim Hof smokes.
No, he doesn't. So I don't really have a great morning routine, but in the past few weeks, what I've been doing, waking up and going for a run.
Oh, which dang.
It's really tough, but I've been consistent with it for
what's the run?
It's not good. I'm terrible at running.
I hate running.
It's the worst. I'm at I do like a mile and a half at like 17 minute pace, which is like I'm jogging and then walking and then I just can't do it. But I have the Nike Run app. Like my brother Darone, he's been telling me to run and work out for like months.
Mm-hmm.
But I see improvement every day, which is like really interesting because I feel like I'm not putting any additional effort, but I see like the distance I run for the amount of time it takes every day, I shave off a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And it's like, this is kind of interesting that I don't feel like I'm putting more mm-hmm. effort. And then I come home, take a shower and then do a cold shower at the very end. And that fucking wakes you right up. Like
it makes you feel good too, weirdly. Like it sucks, but it makes you feel good.
So by no means am I like in a new rhythm and I'm like, my life has changed. But like doing these new things versus just drinking water and then, you know, emails and getting anxiety mm-hmm. from work, like giving myself, like I wake up now like at 7, an hour earlier, and try and get the run, the cold shower, the Wim Hof, and it's like changing my life. I'm still not a morning person, but I feel like by 9 a.m. I am much more suited to take on the day versus if I wake up at 8 and just sit in bed for an hour reading the emails that I'm not going to answer and just, you know, not doing anything. I'd rather wake up at 7, get the routine done, and do all these things. And I mean, hopefully it will make me want to wake up more, but mornings are still just like so tough for me.
The cold shower thing, I keep trying, but it's just like, fuck this.
I know, but that's the point. That's the point.
I know.
You can train your brain to say, fuck this, and then do it.
I have done it. I do it like 2 days out of the week.
Okay.
And then I'm like, by the third time I'm trying it, I'm just like, fuck, like, it's not fun anymore. Even though I know the benefits in everything about it, it is the toughest thing for me to do.
That is the whole point.
Because I'm already in such a state of like relaxation with my body and it being clean and everything. And I feel so cozy and I'm about to finish the rest of my routine. It's just tough. Every week I try to do the cold shower and I give up because I'm just like, fuck this.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good.
I saw a video of Wim Hof yesterday talking about like the ice bath. And he's like, if you die every day, then you know what it's like to be alive.
I could get in an ice bath. No problem. It's the thing is my shower is my comfy zone.
Right. It's like a sanctuary.
I could get me in like
an ice bath.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fun. In my shower, my safe zone,
the sanctuary.
Standing there, I feel like I'm on a bad vacation and I'm staying at a bad hotel.
That doesn't have hot water.
Or isn't the worst? When you stay at a friend's house and like you don't know how to work their shower,
so
you're
different.
Just like you're like a mad scientist.
You're like, each way is cold. I swear.
You don't want to ask.
Yeah,
especially well, like all the new fancy ones like don't have anything written on them now.
Yeah,
because they're like, oh, we're not going to tarnish this beauty.
We're not going to let them know.
They should just have a button like a thermostat. 68 degrees.
Kylie Jenner has that, I think I saw.
A Nest.
Oh my God. For the shower. Yeah,
basically. I mean, it's not a Nest, but it's like it literally is the temperature of the shower you turn.
It might be one of the worst like human experiences, like design wise of just dealing with showers. Like pressure and temperature are two very simple things to regulate and just no one's figured out how to make it easy.
And like that's your whole job.
Yeah.
You're a shower. Figure it out.
Shower heads, they're making like those like kind of like modern looking ones, and I hate those type of shower heads.
What do you mean?
Like it's like that big square and then it comes out almost like a rainfall, but it doesn't, I don't feel like it hits as good as like a normal shower head, and there's just no modifications on it, and it looks like this big chunk of metal, and then you have all that water on it, and then it just looks gross.
That's true.
Like, it doesn't, people buy it thinking it looks nice, and then like practicality, it looks disgusting. I've never seen one in a,
well, I have that one in my guest bathroom. I mean, I don't care.
Yeah. No, I just think it's this weird like design thing people have like fallen into with like
modern showers. I do like a above head rain shower, but only if there's also another one that you can.
Because
it's like, okay,
I have that one too.
Get all my cleaning and then I can just like relax with rain pouring over my body.
Yeah.
So I have one of those wand ones that you can take off.
Oh, yeah.
But I bought a mount that I drilled into the ceiling so I can put it on the ceiling.
Yeah. I don't want to hold anything. I don't want to be doing work.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So I guess on the morning routine, are we showering in the mornings, showering in the evenings?
After I work out.
We know when you shower and brush your teeth. Yeah. But I don't know if you guys are
morning,
like.
Morning gal.
I will shower at any point.
Yeah, whenever
there's
you need
no,
to.
There's no like, yeah.
Yeah.
Morning or night. Yeah.
I feel like it's a good like wake up.
Yes.
But I don't do it every day.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Me neither.
Yeah.
I'm very conservative with water. Like, we can't be just killing the planet.
Yeah.
Are you, what? Are you joking? Or were you being sarcastic?
No, I'm obviously joking.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Do we have a listener submission?
Yeah, we have a lot.
Get
Chapstick?
Into?
Oh. I don't know what I was thinking it was.
Okay.
Listener submissions.
Oh, you guys, I feel like a lot of people touched on it. One of the big questions we got, probably 10 submissions, was do you brush your teeth before or after coffee?
Oh.
Which I feel like we've covered.
Yes. Well, Matt, when do you... Joking.
Before and after.
But this person said... This isn't a routine, but I hate being spoken to in the morning. Some people say it is impolite, but if I just woke up and I pass you on the way to the bathroom, I shouldn't be obligated to say hi or good morning.
Who is this person?
Give me the chance to be grumpy, wake up, and use the bathroom before talking to me. Jesus fucking Christ.
That is my brain. That sounds like I could have written that.
I can't relate at all.
Yeah, I can't relate at all either.
What about?
It's weird because I'm not a morning person, but I'm not like that. Like, I can talk. I'm just not, like, super animated. I don't get mad, though.
I'm envious. I wish I was like that.
Have you always been that way?
Yeah. And I just know that I'm not my best self right when I wake up. So
were your brothers like that? Was your whole household like that as a kid?
I don't think so. My mom used to wake me up in the morning with, like, a cup of hot chocolate, like, in my hand.
Hot chocolate?
Every morning.
That is very funny.
She's like, pre-coffee.
Okay, this one, I thankfully don't do this anymore, but as a young child into my early teen years, I would always start my day by waking up and taking a big old shit in the shower.
In the shower?
Shut up. Aaron, every single response we read has something to do with poop.
In the shower? What's the drain like?
I would do my business, and then to clean myself, I'd take the shower head down and put it on jet mode and wash out my curls. So I didn't even need to use toilet paper. Nowadays, though, the weirdest thing I do is brush my teeth in the shower. Haha.
Oh, that's not too weird.
I used to brush
my
teeth.
Don't poop in the shower, people.
That's cool. That is disgusting.
How does it go down the drain? I don't understand.
Just mush it with your feet? Like,
that's not real.
Think of the poop getting so waterlogged and like.
That's just weird. Like, those are our listeners. God, it's just like, come on. Someone out there is just like, listening to good influences and just like,
psst. Well, I said, I
can't believe we're associated with somebody like that.
I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, it was like when they were a kid or in high school or middle school or something.
I didn't know that was a thing people ever did.
I don't think it is.
I have so many questions. I would love to follow up with this person. Like, was it all kind of poops, or like, did you have like diarrhea because you knew it would easily go down the drain?
But what if you had like corn? Like,
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, how is it getting down the drain? Do you pick it up afterwards and put it in the toilet? Like, what's the tea?
Oh, their house sounds nice. Like, they got that good plumbing.
There's just a little thing, like a thing you push with your foot and put the poop into. It's
I don't
like,
know.
Oh,
just having enough trust in like.
I just can't see the schematics. Is that the word?
Semantics.
Semantics
of it all, because every shower drain I've seen is like yeah, small with little, little holes, or like mine is like a slit at the end of the shower while the water goes down. Yes. But it's like poop. My poop wouldn't fit in that.
If you mushed it, maybe.
I mean, ooh. I'm not trying to mush it with my bare foot.
And then I bet the water splashes back up on like your feet.
And it's like, just all nightmares.
Are you squatting? Are you just standing normal? Like I
just
genuinely watching
myself just poops out.
Yeah, just little Dove soap action. I would love to chat with this person. I need to know everything behind it. It doesn't, I'm like, obviously it's gross, but that conversation doesn't bother me to have.
Can you follow up and ask them to send like a voice message of them explaining how they did it? Like, you would stay anonymous. We won't need to see your face, but we'll play it on the show because I just need to hear someone explain it to me.
Yes, I need a visual of like how this is happening.
Yeah, maybe just do it now. Take a video of yourself doing it so we can see.
No, do not video. Just, I want to hear audio of someone describing how they do it, because okay, I can tell if it's bullshit or not.
Yeah.
That's insane.
The worst thing is when you shower and then right after you're done showering, you're like, I have to poop now.
I know. You have to, you got to get back in bed and start your whole day over.
Yeah.
I can't relate. Okay. This one is pretty long. Hey guys, hope to be cringing hearing y'all read this back on the podcast, but my morning routine that has plagued me for 5 years now is I wake up every morning and hit my bong before I stop. I saw both of you like look my way before I eat. And even before I shower, I just load it up and face that shit and get stoned the first thing in the morning. I work for my family in construction and stay productive, but I keep telling myself today I won't wake and bake, but I do it. It's like my bong is Green Goblin's mask telling me to just go to work high. I don't want to quit smoking for good, but I'm just an addict. The more I type, the more I start to realize. I'm proud to hear Matt quitting nicotine, hoping I can one day soon, but I just need to find a way to get out of that habit of smoking in the morning. I don't know, maybe y'all have advice, but besides that, my mornings are normal. Breakfast sometimes and my morning hygiene, but when it comes to a morning routine, the first thing I do is get high, and I want to stop that. I know Mike wouldn't know, so he can sit this one out. But I just wanted to say, I don't know what that is, but I just wanted to say I love y'all, and this new podcast is my favorite. Okay. Basically, I was gonna say, like, do you have any advice?
I hear you out. There was like some phases in my life where I actually used to like love the idea of waking and baking, not with myself but with my friends. Like, I hated my friends being like in an altered state and then I couldn't be in it. So I understand like that type of ritual and falling into it, and in a way it becoming addicting. I think, but if you are going to work under that state of mind, to be honest, for me, that is like borderline as bad as like going to work like drunk in a way.
You're under the influence.
Especially construction.
Yes, you're going to construction. So like, you're already like, it sounds like you need to have like some serious like internal personal work to recognize the consequences and the seriousness of how bad the addiction's getting. And then I think you need to like experiment with going to work sober. It's because you've been so used to this altered state. Having an altered state of just being not high could actually maybe more enjoyable than being high. But I think you should just give it a shot and hold yourself accountable. And there's also plenty of people who are on that I Am Sober app who are pledging for themselves to not I think you can probably get it down based on the group of like smoking weed in the morning. And being on the same page with other people, sharing their reviews and their thoughts about what they're going through on that day can help hold you accountable to committing to that goal.
Yeah. Also, like, maybe just trying to do something different in the mornings and then maybe make that the new routine, whether it's, I don't know,
standing
going to
outside.
The gym, like, yeah, doing literally anything other than that. Like, try doing that for however, what is it till you get into routine, like 21 days or something?
Yeah.
Like try doing that every day and seeing if like maybe there's something that you can also do that still feels like a routine.
I know you didn't ask for my opinion, but I'm going to give it anyway. If you're having trouble quitting, you have this routine of hitting the bong, throw the bong away. That way you cannot smoke. If you want to smoke, give yourself a different way to do it. Maybe you have to roll a joint, or maybe you have to hit a bowl. Like,
it's more work.
Yeah, like, or just like break the easiness of you to do it.
Break
like
the bong.
Yeah, I would throw it away. Like, and then you smash physically it. Can't do it.
And you have to accept though, also the first 2 weeks, or at least for nicotine, was it's going to suck, in just mentally preparing yourself for the annoyance and the pain of it.
Because like, I thought
nicotine was going to be just like kind of easy, and at times I did, and I wish I really mentally prepared myself for how bad it was going to get. Now looking back, I'm like, oh, it's hilarious. But that's my biggest like advice and tip to people when they are quitting it. Just going, just know like that like first weekend of you without it is going to suck. It's not going to be fun.
It's better to experience the pain of discipline than the pain of regret.
Yeah.
So wise. Okay, last one. My older sister taught me about this hack, and I'm curious to hear if anybody else does it. I'm a senior in high school, which makes for very early mornings. I have my alarm for school set for 7:30, but I set an additional alarm for 4 a.m. to wake up and fall back asleep, convincing my body that I was able to sleep in and get a solid amount of sleep. Is this a normal thing to do, or did my sister completely make this up?
You know, daylight savings, how it's like
spring ahead, fall behind.
Yeah, yeah, all of that. And it was a really, before iPhones, when you just had your alarm clock, you'd be like, oh, wait, I get an extra hour. So I get to sleep in for an extra hour. I would always have my alarm clock set an hour ahead. So if I ever woke up in the middle of the night and I looked at the time, I would go, ooh, I get an extra hour. So I just had that same feeling over and over.
Ooh.
So during the daylight savings period, your clock in your room was an hour
ahead. So I would always be, if I ever caught it when I was sleeping, I'd be like, ooh, I get an extra.
Oh, it's not really 2 a.m. It's only 1 a.m. I can go back.
So it would be like, you would just wake up naturally on your own and look at the clock and be like, got it. But you weren't setting an alarm for anything.
No, but yeah, but I know what you mean by setting up this like weird psychological thing where you feel like you're sleeping in. Right? Wasn't that what she said?
Yeah, she said she sets an alarm for 4 in the morning so she can wake up and then be like, oh, I get to keep sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah.
The best feeling in the world is if you have an alarm that like goes off and you don't actually need it for that day and you get to sleep in, that is like one of the greatest things
in
the world.
Or when you hear someone else has to get up early and you're like, oh.
Oh, that's the best.
Like, that is the best. Someone who has to get up early and you don't have
like
to.
In college.
Even if they're like making noise, you're like,
oh, God.
You sleep even better when they're making noise. Yeah.
Nolan had to leave at 7:30 this morning and I was like, ha-ha. And I was like, I have to get up in 30 fucking minutes.
Yeah. This is so crazy to me. We were recording an episode of our podcast yesterday and we were pulling things from Reddit. And this was
like unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion. And someone did this. And I thought it was wild. And then Carly said that she did this all throughout high school.
All throughout high school, I would set my alarm.
The same time.
For like 4 a.m. So I could wake up and be like, woohoo, I get to sleep more.
You did this?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes, I did. Huh. And I told Aaron too, I was like, I don't think I could do it now because I feel like I'm just older and I don't know if I'd be able to fall back asleep. Like I'd be worried about not being able to fall back asleep.
Wow.
But it was just such, it was like a gratefulness thing. I didn't know I was doing at the time.
Just giving yourself a bonus.
I can't tell you how much I love sleep. And like, even in high school, I was like I told her I would go to bed at 10 p.m. on school nights. Like I knew if I went to bed any later, like I'd be fucked the next day. Like
okay.
I'd be in bed at 10. My alarm was set for 4 a.m. and then like 6:45 or whatever for school. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. So I know that's a little bizarre, but
I've never heard that before. I know the idea of like sleeping in on an alarm, but like to purposely give yourself an alarm that you're not going to wake up to.
Yeah.
That's a level of like ingenuity.
The rush feels good. Like,
but like you're waking yourself. You're interrupting.
I would rather just have to sleep.
But you sleep better knowing that you don't have to do something.
Yes. I think we're understanding. It's like, yes, it's good to like have a full night's sleep and like appreciate it. But I feel like I'm not really appreciating it unless I'm like waking up being like, oh, I have 3 more hours. Woohoo. Yeah. Bye. Imagine if I had to get up right now. I love it. Ooh, I mean, I do also
you're getting
just
away
love
with something.
Yeah. But like nowadays I do love waking up at like 3 or 4 and being like, oh, it's like middle of the night. The craziest thing is when you wake up and you think it's the middle of the night and it's like 12:01 and you're like, whoa, I thought it was like 4 a.m.
Yeah. Or if you wake up and you think it's like, oh my God, it must be like 5 in the morning and it's like 9:30 a.m. and you're like, oh my God, fuck. I slept way too long. That's the worst. God.
But I feel like I differ. Like if I wake up and I see it's like 5 a.m., I'm like, nice. Like only a few more hours. of having to sleep.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're like excited to get to the day.
But if nice. Like if I'm like tired and I wake up and I see that it's like that early, I'm like, oh, fuck. I think it like depends. Yeah. But I don't have that like feeling of being excited to wake myself up to go back to sleep.
No, that sounds insane.
Yeah.
I'm just really nutty about 7 to 8 hours of sleep and making sure
me too.
I get those. Mm-hmm. So I'm always doing like math in my head where I'm like, am I getting my 7 to 8 hours? And if I get short of it, I'm like, well, I'll just take a nap tomorrow.
Oh, you can nap. I can't nap.
I've been getting better about it since I quit nicotine and Adderall. I just like, I'm able to just nap really easily, which is really, really good.
Well, lucky you.
Thank you.
Love that for you.
I know. Yeah. But so now I'm like a nap. I'm a little nap boy. I'm
Matt, a nap boy.
I do nap shit.
What time are you napping?
I don't nap every day.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Oh, probably like around...
You said it.
It's on his calendar, nap time, 4 to 4:30.
Probably around 4.
Nice.
How long's a nap?
30 minutes.
Do you brush your teeth after then?
Yeah, I brush my teeth after.
I don't know why this stuck with me. I feel like someone said a long time ago, like a 20 minute nap is like the perfect amount of time. If you sleep any longer, you're like groggy as fuck.
Yes, but I have to give myself 40 minutes though, because I need like 10 minutes
to fall asleep.
Yeah. And then I get that 20 minutes and then that extra 10 for like bonus or if I wake myself up out of it.
Yeah. God, I'm so jealous. It would take me like 40 minutes to even like... I feel like when I'm trying to nap, I'm just like constantly like edging the nap.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
You're just closing your eyes for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's like, and you're like, sort of, but nope.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I do not fall asleep.
But I love the feeling after a nap. You're like, woo.
I feel like I'm always like tired. The only time I napped was in college.
After a nap, I'm just like on a whole different level.
Love that for you.
Thanks. You know what I've been loving to do before bed?
Pray.
Video games. PC games, sitting down, it just hitting a little weed, and then you go into a whole different world. It is awesome. I'm not a gamer. Last night I played Disco Elysium, which is like this futuristic like detective game where you have to make these choices and interview people. Dude, I was like, I don't know, dude. I was in a whole different world. It's just crazy. I've never played that kind of stuff before.
Yeah, video games are great.
Yeah.
It's huge.
But I'm not like, I can get bored after like an hour or so, but I just love buying
it. I'm going to spend 8 hours playing Call of Duty, but.
Because I got the sickest gaming setup. I really do. Sorry, I'm just bragging. I
love that. Well, we can save these for nighttime routines.
Cool.
Oh, yes. Great call, Aaron.
Because this episode is over.
All right.
We're done.
Well, hopefully you guys carry on great throughout your day. Thank you so much once again for listening and watching this podcast. If you are listening to it, be sure to go to YouTube, watch the videos, like, subscribe, leave a comment of your favorite thing that happened during this episode. And if you're watching it, go check out the Spotify or the Apple podcasts, leave a review, and just thank you so much for watching. Toodles.
Bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.